Oh, a little potpourri to start off with, as I kind of always do. I thought about subject matter, and very frankly, the world is in such a lousy condition that I had a hard time pinning it down to subject matter that might be upbeat, spiritual, and happy-go-lucky. You read the paper the same as I do, watch TV every once in a while. This condition, I'm just going to, just for a moment on this. This condition in the world, which I was started talking about in 1990, some of you can go back that far with me and remember. In 1990, I said, oh, between now and 2030, it is going to be a sinkhole. It's going to be bad. Well, we're not in 2030 yet, but just about everything I thought was going to happen, it started to happen over the past few years. So you're just going to have to live with it. It isn't, in my estimation, it isn't going to get any better. 2030 can be looked at, though, as maybe a new era. I don't want to get into that because I should be wearing a sweatshirt with some kind of saying on it and have my hair longer. What hair I've got. Then I can tell you that. But, you know, 2030 is should be a landmark year for the change. Whether it will occur right at 2030, I really don't know. Not at this point. I doubt seriously whether it's going to happen before, but you know how the universe works. Everything moves into everything else. Everything is conjoined. Nothing just flips over and happens. So 2030 is a good date, but by, you know, who knows, 2029, it might start to look better than it ever has before. But 2030 is key. And after that, things will change. And we either will see the planet being pulled back together, hopefully, or there won't be a planet to worry about. So it's one of those things. But I have honest expectations that it'll all work out okay, mainly because of the kids that we have coming in over these past few years. They're brilliant. They're the right kids for the right time. And if there was ever a time when Superman really came to life, it's all in these children right now. So they're the ones who are going to save us. Don't be mean to the children. You may have to depend upon them. They'll drive you crazy, but don't be mean to them. You're going to have to depend upon them to probably save your neck at some point along the line. I did want to make a few comments, though. I wanted to talk a bit about time, which I've already touched on in one sense. Time and speed. Time, speed, cycles. Synchronization. One of the problems that we're having right now, and you probably saw it today if you were driving around Dallas, everything is moving so fast. Everybody's in a hurry. And actually, this is pushing not just the energy patterns and energy waves, it's actually pushing time. You heard me talk about this, I think, last year and the year before. We're actually losing hours off the clock. Well, seconds off the clock. We don't have 24 hours in a day anymore. It's moving so fast that the actual day as we knew it has dropped to 23.2, something in that category, because of the speed. It's just like, you know, we just chopped off a part of the clock, and we chopped off a part of the calendar in doing that. How many of you in the last week said, oh my God, Christmas already? And where'd the year go? And you've said that the year before. We have too, but somehow this year it seems to be more realistic. Where did the year go? And even now, I haven't got my shopping done yet, I haven't got this done yet. Yeah, that's pretty much of what's happening. And the thing that is irritable, to say the least, upsetting certainly, is that we're out of cycle. You can't have a solar system with all of these bunches and pieces of planets and whatnot in a solar system and have them acting like kindergarten kids at recess, and that's, you know, that's what's happening here. We're out of synchronization with our own solar system at this point. Are the rest of the planets out of synchronization? I don't know. I don't care. I don't live there. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But we are. There's no question that we are. And the synchronization is that we are pushing. Everything is being pushed beyond its normal time frames. I don't care whether it's your digestive system trying to get rid of that lunch you just waffled down, or whether it's getting to the store to buy something, or whether it's to make a business appointment that you're late for, whatever it is, it's just pushing, pushing, pushing. And the synchronization that's supposed to be there is just not there. Now, almost everybody in this room is familiar with the word circadian, because you're familiar with bicircadian, which is what I do, one of the things that I do. Circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm is your own personal rhythm. Everybody has one, and everyone is different from everybody else. It's your tempo. It's your beat. But what's going on is, in order to keep up with the Joneses, as it were, or anybody else around, you're trying to speed that up. Well, you can do that. Obviously, you can do it. But in doing it, you go out of synchronization to your own body, and you go out of synchronization to your own spiritual value and everything else that matters to you. And then around 9 o'clock, you say, God, I am really tired. I don't know why I'm so tired. I want to go to bed. And you get to bed and you don't want to get out of bed. Sure. It isn't any fun. You're being worn down. Don't blame me. Don't blame people next to you. You're wearing yourself down by trying to keep up with this maniacal way of trying to live under these circumstances. So the issue comes down to the people you deal with yourself, of course, but your people you deal with, the things that you do, and probably in simpler terms, whatever goals you're setting. And I don't care whether the goal is for a day or an hour or next year, but somewhere along the line, especially if you can honestly look in the mirror and say, you know, this is all going too fast, or what is happening is beginning to show on my face, whatever the case may be, you need to take control and get back to your own circadian time, your own beat. You need to talk to your heart. You need to talk to your liver and your spleen and a few other things that are under the skin and say, okay, folks, what's going on in there? Because I don't feel so great. I'm tired. I'm stressed out. I'm angry. I don't want to get out of bed. What's going on? And start listening to what the body is telling you, because they know what's in there. And for those of you who have had previous life readings done, you might at some point stop for 5 minutes or so, pull out that CD that or tape, whatever it's on, and go over it again and ask yourself, just while you're listening to it, how much of that has seeped through and is pushing me on this cycle, pushing me on this time thing? Because you'll find something in it. After all, every cell in your body is holding residual. It's holding the background life. So some of this stress and keeping up with the Joneses type thing is also coming in from the background. Who knows where, you know, the exact point of the background, whether it was a partner, whether it was parents, or whether it was your job, or, you know, it doesn't matter, but you can find something back there that you say, some of it is residual. And that's a good thing, because if you find the residual, then you know it's in your cells. If it's in your cells, you own those cells. You're in control. I mean, now you can stop and say, okay, folks, we aren't going to do it this way anymore. Talk to yourself. and tell yourself to slow down. Tell yourself to find the right rhythm. And the right rhythm is not going to be the same rhythm every single day. Maybe not even the same during a day. But if you get up and you say, okay, here's my to-do list, and you start going on that to-do list and driving yourself, well, you see, you're lost. Within an hour, you're lost. Because now you're just being driven beyond any sense of knowing your own beaten tempo. It would be the same thing if I handed you a musical instrument, clarinet, let's say, or even a trumpet, and said, okay, here, play me a tune, and you start out playing pretty much the way the music reads on the paper, and then you speed it up, and you speed it up, and you speed it up, and in no time at all, by the time you get to the third or fourth bar on this sheet, you're playing about three times faster than the music was ever written, and it doesn't sound very good either. And by the time you're finished, you're out of breath. So it's the same type of thing. Over the year, you know, from solstice to solstice, when I do get a chance to see you and talk to you in this kind of a setting, an atmosphere, and just think of the changes. And over the year, there's been no question from my standpoint of all the client complaints about speed and getting things done and these demands and I haven't got time, you know the whole story. All the same issue, different words, all the same issue. But in reality, you're killing yourself. You really are. You're killing yourself. Never mind the health issue about what you take or what you don't take or what you eat or what you don't eat. This alone is killing you. Because stop for a minute and think, every cell in your body, trillions of cells in your body, and they're all moving, they're all supposed to be working, they're all supposed to keep you healthy, even though they replicate every 7 years and change, but they're all there, and now you're forcing them. You're forcing them to do more than they were really designed to do. Age has nothing to do with it. I mean, you can't say, okay, well, I'm 50, and I hear this, boy, this year has been, if I hear another woman say to me, well, now I'm 50, and I used to not talk about my age, but now I'm 50, and I say, well, that's all right, I'm 80, so let's get on with this thing. But the age has nothing to do with it, although you might look in the mirror and say, yeah, you know, I don't look as good as I think I should look. Well, probably, because you are wearing down. You're wearing down those cells. Those cells are going to change every 7 years anyhow. I mean, that's the normal replacement within the body. But that doesn't mean much if you're driving yourself as hard as most of you drive yourself with your to-do list. It'll stay there. The cell will live for 7 years before it exchanges. Let's, you know, isolate it and say, yeah, that'll happen. But it's not going to be very healthy. It's going to be worn out before it's time. You say, well, how can that be? Oh, easy. When was the last time you said to yourself, or you said to your partner, or you said to your boss or your neighbor, whew, boy, I am tired. You're tired? What are you tired from? Oh, I don't know. I'm working too hard. I didn't get enough sleep. I don't know. I'll tell you what you're tired from. You're tired from pushing those cells beyond their logical working point. And if you do that, the cells are tired. They're wearing down, but they can't just die off. I mean, that 7 year period isn't cast in cement, but it's pretty close to that. So you're going to have that cell working more or less for 7 years, but the last year and a half, 2 years of it, it's not going to be very functional, and you're going to be tired. Well, you multiply that by trillions of cells in your body, you can get a good idea of why you're feeling tired. Say, well, okay, there are a lot of things on the market, nutritional supplements and other things that'll give me energy. No, they don't give you energy. They force the cells to go beyond their limitation. Every time you take one of these I don't know, yellow drinks, green drinks, blue drinks, whatever you got in there. And you say, well, you see, that'll keep me going. Yeah, it will. It'll keep you going. Isn't that good for yourselves necessarily? Because if you're tired and you're worn out, quote and unquote, all that's doing is forcing those cells beyond their limit. And then you wonder when you go to bed, man, I'm tired and I just feel 50 years older than I really am, and you don't want to wake up in the morning. So call it what you want. Body management is what I would call it. Just like time management, body management. Forget the health issue to an extent. You can't forget it completely. But just think of it as body management. Body management is just like time management in one sense. If you were dealing with time management, what would you do? You'd be looking at a clock or a calendar. Well, let's say a clock if you were dealing with one day. And you were managing the amount of time that is available to get certain things done. That's time management. Okay? What's body management? Same issue. Only you're talking to the body. Now, how many days or mornings have you wakened, gotten out of bed, started to get dressed, and you just know that, boy, this is not going to be a great day. You are really forcing yourself to get going. Maybe that seventh cup of coffee will do it. Maybe. Or maybe that 16th pill I left there will do it. Maybe. Doesn't make any difference what you put in. You're forcing it beyond its limit. That's why you feel the way you do. And that limit has been reached not when you got out of bed. It was reached before you went to bed last night. It was reached from yesterday and probably the day before and the day before that with poor body management. Used to be, especially when I was a kid, I can remember it all the time, keeping up with the Joneses, you know, that used to be the remark. Now you're way beyond that. You're in a whole new dimension beyond keeping up with the Joneses. Now you're trying to keep up with a world system that is so out of whack, so chaotic, and is moving at such speed that you haven't got a chance. Now, if you have any doubts, I can point you to a lot of look at this type thing. But some of you, if you just bear with me, the men particularly, any sport that you watch today, and yeah, I'm a football fan, but it's football, basketball, hockey, tennis, badminton, whatever. If you watch 30 minutes of that sport, consider that it's on a professional basis or just below, maybe still amateur, but just a shade below professional, and watch how fast the game is played. I mean, don't worry about the rules. Don't worry about Agassi hitting it over the net. Don't worry about whether that quarterback can throw the pass. Just watch the speed and realize, my God, if they're moving at that speed, even as athletes, and we're all watching. So take this picture. You're in the new stadium here in Dallas. You have to wait for 2009 for that. But new stadium in Dallas. 80,000 people sitting there watching the Cowboys play in a playoff with Washington. 80,000 people. By that time, the game is moving so fast from a physical standpoint that you can't use your binoculars because it can't move that fast. You have to keep it away from your eyes so you can see the whole field if you were at the game. TV is different. That's what the camera does for you. So what happens is you're caught up in the very event that you're watching at that speed. So in my issue here, or my picture that I'm giving you, a football game generally with halftime lasts 3 hours. 80,000 people are sitting there for 3 hours at that speed level. They leave the stadium and get into their automobile. wonder why the traffic situation's so bad and people are bashing into each other and they get home in a bad mood. And maybe even for a day or two, especially if the team lost, they're unlivable. It's a circle. It all is coming around. And it isn't something outside you that can stop it. It's up to you. It's a matter of your control. If you want to watch something that is moving fast, fine. But remember that, are you watching it or are you taking it in? These dramas on TV, for an example, car crashes. You never put anything on but car crashes because kids don't watch anything but car crashes. Bang, explosions, all of it. What do you think that is? That's speed. An explosion is energy being let loose in a hurry. And you say, yeah, well, I'm just watching that. What happened to Clark Gable? And what happened to the good old hug and kiss and Joan Fontaine's? None of you are old enough to remember that. But the point is that the very things that are available to you, or a great deal of them, are inundated within the speed system too. And I don't know how you can avoid it. I mean, not get caught up in it, I don't know how you can do that. You get caught up in it. And I know you do. And I know you've said to yourself more than once, oh, I can't do this, I haven't got time. Or I have to hurry to get this done. Or I need this right away. You know, all the usual phrases. And it's always speed. It's always time. So what happens to synchronization? What happens to circadian? It's gone. Your own tempo. Does it really matter that much? Does it age your body? Yes. Does it wear you down? Yes. But my focus, my primary focus, is spiritual. So then your question is, well, maybe I can just renew spiritually. No, you can't, because you can't get spiritual renewal when your intellect and your body are not in circadian rhythm with your spirit. Your spirit, which is operating in cycles relative to what's going on upstairs, what the big guy's doing and his staff, and those nice cycles of life that we're supposed to be involved in, that you were born into, and that's what you're trying to get in touch with, but your mind and your body won't let you. They're moving too fast. They won't slow down. Don't tell me that, oh, well, yeah, I do get meditation in 5 or 10 minutes a day. No, that is not going to do it. Because that isn't really control. I mean, anybody can shut their eyes and shut their ears off, and it is quiet. And that's better than the noise, but it isn't changing the rhythm that much. You've got to take control of it, and you've got to understand what tempo your body is moving in. Each day. It isn't going to move at the same rate every day. And it may not move at the same rate, as I said, even during a day. Pay attention. What do you think stress is? Stress is your body's inability to meet the challenges in front of you relative to the time demands put upon you by that challenge. Don't even ask me to repeat that. By the tape. Or whatever. But that's what's happening. That's what stress is. Stress is related to time. I don't care where you think you're getting it from, it's time associated. It's upsetting your circadian rhythm. It's forcing you into a tempo that you simply don't want, in many cases, can't apply. But, you know, push comes to shove, you're the one that's in control. Either you're in control or nobody's in control. And that, you know, that gets down to harmony, a word that we, boy, in metaphysics we spout out the word harmony like it was rain. I don't think anybody understands the word harmony. What's harmony? We understand harmony musically. But what's harmony with the body? harmony with the body is when those trillions of little cells underneath your skin are all doing the same thing together. They're all happy doing the same thing. They're not fighting anything. They're not screaming. They're not trying to get out. They're all working together. So your mind's working, your eyes are working, your ears are working, your hair's growing, your skin looks better, your feet don't hurt anymore, everything works. That's harmony. If those don't work, then you're not feeling well. So, like everything else, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but like everything else, it all goes back to the issue of self, and that's something I can assure you in the last year since I've seen you all, that has been a paramount issue relative to phone calls in my work, is how little people have come to see themselves as they are now. I mean, they have a lot of complaints, but if I start giving them the third degree, did you do this, did you do that, did you do, and it's always, no, I didn't have time, no, my husband didn't want me to, no, the kids were here, it's always, no, that's denial, of course. They're all in denial instead of realizing, yeah, right, I didn't manage any of this. I just went along for the ride. I didn't know it was going to turn out this way. It's got to be managed. And it's got to be managed because you can't possibly be healthy and happy unless you are managing it. And if you're not managing it and somebody else is trying to manage it, you're in double trouble over that. You know that by now. See, one of the other problems is that on a global basis, all of the nations are out of synchronization. We hate this country, that country hates that country hates us, this country hates the other country. It's all out of synchronization. This is a very, very small planet. It is outrageously small compared to some of the stuff out there. And everybody hates everybody else. And if we don't get a visitor from outer space soon, I'm going to leave. I'm just, forget it. And get my coat and hat and leave. We need something to shock us into just cutting this out and getting together and getting something done in a harmonious, easy way. And I don't know any other way that we're ever going to do it unless that happens. So, nations are out of sync. People are out of sync. Religions are just adding fuel to the fire. I mean, you can't even talk synchronization there. They're just adding fuel to the fire, making everybody upset about something else. And nothing is working. And if you can tell me in absolute honesty that you are happy, in the true sense of the word, of happy with your life at this moment, other than telling you I don't believe you, I don't think you should make that statement to yourself. You're getting along. You're holding up. You're doing what's necessary. But happiness is something else. Happiness is when all those little cells running around underneath your skin are having a good time with each other. And they like it. And we're getting along. And this is pretty good. I mean, this is really great. This is better than sex. Well, let's do this. This works. That's happy. Not whether you and your neighbor get along or you and your partner get along. Happiness comes from within, and it comes from all those little cells living in harmony because they have nothing that you've done to stress them out. You've helped put them in harmony because you've managed your life, you've managed your body, and you won't do the things that are harmful, hurtful, that you know are not good for you, and you will not push yourself beyond your limits, no matter what. Whatever happened to the good old phrase when I was a kid of screw you, I'm not doing this. That's all there is to it. I don't want to do this. Now, if you're going to use it just to get out of doing something you're responsible for, okay, I'm not on your side. If you're using it because you know that it is something that's detrimental to your own harmony and your own circadian health, you have a right to do it. And you should do it. That's management. There's no other word for it. Since I can't really see any enormous change to the planetary system, let's say in the next year, when I hope we would meet again, I don't think, and I'm not saying that I think it's going to be worse than it is now or better than it is now, I'm just saying I don't really think there's going to be much of a change. Then the issue that I'm talking about, this issue of harmony and your internal rhythms, are really important. And I don't care what kind of method you want to use. Some people actually write it down in some kind of a journal. And some of them do a to-do list that isn't really a to-do list. It's something that guides them to check on themselves and stop when they know that they're pushing beyond their limits. And most of all, learning how to say no. What about the word no that you didn't understand? No. And simply not doing it could be because you know it's harmful. It isn't helping you. It is making you sick. And it is making you feel terrible. You say, well, if everybody did that, we wouldn't get along. Oh, contraire. If everybody did that, we would be loving each other like you wouldn't believe. Because everybody would understand and be in harmony with everybody else. We would get twice as much done in half the time and would be happy. Simple. It really is simple. You all know that I'm in my 49th year of traveling to the other side in this thing we call metaphysics. So I've seen, in my estimation, I've seen really the bad, the very bad, and I've seen the very good. And I could say a lot about either one, but in light of what I wanted to get across tonight, if you ask me, what was the difference between the ugly on the other side and the good on the other side, I would say it's harmony. The ugly are in chaos, which is utter disharmony. The good are in harmony with themselves and where they are and who they are and what they're doing. They love themselves. It's harmony. That's the difference. And it's one of the great shames is, of course, and I think you all know this, that we're losing young men, young women, in a wartime situation. And when that occurs, that's such a terrible disruption to the whole system that they can't possibly move from an incarnate to a discarnate and be harmonious at that time. It's always disharmony, and then there's an adjustment. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. But you're not here to save the world, neither am I. You're not here to save your family or your partner. That's not your job. And people have said to me over and over again or asked me on the phone, I think I have a mission. I think I'm here to do something. Yeah, you are. You're here to be who you are, in a harmonious, joyful, creative, contributing way. So get on with the job and leave all these other people alone, because you have no business being in their life. and fussing around with them. Take care of yourself. Because in the end, nobody's going to carry you to your lifeboat. You're going to have to get there on your own. Nobody cares. And that's the way the system works. It's always worked that way. As far as I can see, it's always going to work that way. But remember this. When you are in that point of harmony, when you really do feel good about yourself, when all those little cells are happy with each other under your skin, the whole world around you gets better. You know it. People respond to you, things move, doors open, windows shut. I mean, everything works. You say, well, why can't we do that every day? You can if you want to manage it. You really can. And if you don't want to manage it, then you're in the same club we're all in, and you can get through it the way we get through it. Growling and scratching and bitching all the way through. But that isn't what was meant to be. I might remind you, without getting too biblical about it, one of the things that I think about often, especially when I know that I'm out of sync with myself, never mind the reason, I'm just out of sync, and I almost always go back to Genesis. And I'm not a biblical person to begin with, but I learned years ago that this was a great guide. I go back to Genesis in the first six verses that basically says the guy upstairs did this on day one, and this on day two, and this on day three, and four, and five, and six, and on seven he said, screw it, I'm taking the day off. And I think, yeah, I mean, the Bible isn't even an original book. It's a copy of books that are about 50,000 million years old, and they all say the same thing. 6 days to make the world and take a day off. What does that tell you? Sequence. Sequence. Do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And if somebody comes in and says, oh, wait a minute, if you're a 2, but I need 4 done, say, screw it. I'm a 2. I'll get 3 done, 4 done, 5 done, I'll see you at 6. Whatever. That's management. And very frankly, you know, and I'm really not bragging, I'm just telling you, on the days when I am unsequential, I remind myself, it took him 6 days to put it together, and then he took a day off, so what am I trying to do here, which is really as creative as what he was doing, because it says in 100 million books around the globe that we are co-creators with infinite intelligence, God if you like. So if I'm a co-creator, I must absolutely be doing it in the same way that he's doing it. Otherwise we wouldn't co-create. So if I'm not co-creating, it's because I'm not in sequence. If I'm not in sequence, it's because I'm trying to push myself from 2 to 6 instead of going through steps. Calm down, slow down, back up, find out where you are. Talk to your heart, your spleen, your liver, whatever. Find out what's going on, and then either move forward or go to bed. Have a good year.